The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case that will help determine how impaired a person must be considered disabled under the Americans with Disabilities Act. It's the first of several disabilities cases the High Court will examine this term. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The standard bearer for the disabled in today's case is 42-year-old Ella Williams, a 5-foot-tall Kentucky mother who spent her working life on the assembly line. In 1990, she was hired by Toyota, where she was eventually transferred to a job using pneumatic tools. That caused her to develop pain and spasms in her hands, wrists, and arms. Toyota's in-house medical provider diagnosed her as suffering from carpal tunnel syndrome and permanently restricted her work activity. She was to avoid repetitive use of both hands and arms, avoid using her arms above her heart, and avoid using vibrating tools. When Toyota failed to provide Williams with the job she could perform, she sued under the Americans with Disabilities Act, and Toyota settled the case, giving her a primarily visual job in which she checked paint for scratches, dents, and chips. After 3 years on that job, however, the company asked her to train on a more physically demanding job in which she was required to wipe down car shell bodies with a light oil in an allotted time of 58 seconds per unit. Because of her 5-foot height, that meant she was using her arms over her head, and she soon began experiencing pain and muscle spasms again, this time extending to her neck and shoulders. Doctors concluded that if she continued to do the job, her condition would only worsen. But Toyota evaluated the job differently, concluding that since only a portion of the job involved arm work, the company was not required to put her back in the less physically demanding job. Williams asserts that she tried to continue working but was injured further, and when she failed to show up, the company treated the absenteeism as a voluntary resignation. She said it wasn't. She said she was effectively fired and sued again under the law that requires employers to make reasonable accommodations so that the disabled can work. A federal district judge threw her case out on the grounds that she was not disabled under the terms of the act, since she could still take care of her own hygiene, cook, clean, and do laundry. A federal appeals court, however, reinstated Williams' case for jury trial. The appeals court said that in terms of performing manual tasks at work, Williams' injuries were just as severe as someone who'd lost an arm or leg, and thus she is disabled under the Americans with Disabilities Act. Toyota appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, contending that if a person is considered disabled based solely on an inability to do manual tasks that are related to particular jobs, then the Americans with Disabilities Act could apply to millions of workers and would cost employers vast sums of money. The act, argues Toyota, was intended to apply to the truly disabled, people who can establish that their disability substantially impairs a major life function, such as walking, seeing, or hearing. It was not meant to apply to people who are unable to do particular jobs. In this case, Toyota notes, Williams can do most of her chores at home and take care of her children, so she should not be classified as disabled. Williams' lawyers respond that the purpose of the Disabilities Act was to keep impaired people employed, and if you have a disability standard that is so strict it only applies to people so impaired they cannot work, then the whole purpose of the act is destroyed. A Supreme Court decision is expected later this term. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.